Hello, my dears. Welcome back to another episode of Main Character Energy with Josephine Moon. I know you're absolutely quaking in your boots because it's been absolutely 9,000 years since I have done an episode, but we are in the fall practically. I have calmed down from my insane summer slash spring slash past winter, and I'm ready to come back with some new episodes for you. There's going to be some new things going on. So there will be episodes. However, there's going to be one episode every other week, and our new days are going to be Fridays. I know when we first started, it was Mondays, and I moved it to Tuesdays, then I moved it to Thursdays, but I feel as though not many podcasts come out on Friday, and it's just a good way to like start your week going into work, hearing me rant and rave about what's been going on the past 2 weeks. So new episodes every other Friday. And if they don't happen, honestly, you will survive and you'll get over it. And forgive me because you love me. Thank you. Anywho, there's much to discuss with you guys. So much going on in my life. So much to update you guys on over the summer and also probably the spring. And now we're going into fall. So much to say, much to say. And per usual, I've got a lot of hot takes on some things that I will be saying in today's episode, so bear with me, but also, if you're listening to this podcast, you love a hot take, and if you don't, I'm not quite sure why you're listening to this podcast. So let's get into what's been going on. To be fair, I feel as though I don't really remember that much of what's gone on. I've traveled a lot. I've been a city girl. I've been in my socialite era. I think I said that to you guys in my last episode 95 years ago. I was in my socialite era, just like popping my little pee around town 24/7 to the point where I got exhausted and needed a moment to myself. But I traveled. I did some Hawaii time for 2 weeks, and that was absolutely gorgeous. The men there are fully unhinged and need to be put down. Let me actually get into that very quickly. So I went to Hawaii in June with my friend of the pod, Miss Bethany Rose Hicks. And there were just these men there that are just like so bold and so audacious. Like, we went to one bar and I think this guy was like in the, is it the Navy or whatever it is that's like based in Hawaii? But we like went to this bar because apparently everything closes at literally 10 a.m. in Hawaii on the mainland every single day. Like, it's insane, except for like 5 or 6 bars at best. So we went to this bar where everyone seemed to be, and this guy comes up to me, and I will say he was not hideous, but stunning. No, he was okay. He was okay. But he comes up to me and he's chit-chatting to me, and there's like 3 other people in my party. Like, we met 2 other people and they came to the bar with us, and this guy just like somehow corners me and is like, oh, I want to take you out to all these restaurants and blah, 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 blah. And I'm rolling my eyes and he's like, don't roll your eyes at me. And he's being so stern with me. And I'm like, this is what they say about those like Navy military men. Like, you know, they're crazy and they'll snap. So I was like, I'm not rolling my eyes, whatever, whatever, whatever. And he's just chit-chatting with me. And my friend is looking at me like, are you okay? Are you dying? I'm like, I think I'm fine, but like, roll, you know. And he's chit-chatting with me. And we've probably been talking for like 5 minutes, fully cornered against this wall. Like, he's right, like probably 2 inches away from my face. His breath reeks. And at one point, he's just like talking to me and just like, for some reason, like puts his hands on my shoulder and then puts his hands around my neck and is just like talking to me. And I'm like, what the F are you doing? Like, enough is enough. So I'm like kind of wiggling out. He's not choking me, but his like hand is on my neck. And I'm like, what the F is going on? Like, this somehow always happens to me when I go out to bars. Like, men just become psychotic for no reason. So, like, he ends up stopping, obviously, or removing his hand. And his other friend is like, is he doing too much? Like, I'm so sorry. Should I get him out of here? And I'm like, yeah, you should. Like, he doesn't, I don't think this is what he's wanting to do right now. And it's just kind of embarrassing and uncomfortable for me. So he, like, gets his friend and they leave. And then me and my friend, like, it was just the end of the night. Like, when someone has their hands around your neck, like, there's nowhere else to go from there. Like, honestly. So we started to walk out, like maybe 10 minutes after they had left, because we were chit-chatting with a few other people in our group, and we started to leave and head back to our hotel, which was literally like 2 blocks away. And so we're walking out, and we're halfway down the street, and there are the two guys, like just standing there, like staring at me and my friend. And the guy like comes up to me again. He's like, can I talk to you for a minute? Like grabbing my arm, can I talk to you again? And my friend that's with me was like, no, get away from her. And he starts to, like, get a little agitated. And his friend, like, gets him away. And they, like, go down the street. And we just kind of, like, stand there because we're literally across the street. We don't want them to know where we're staying. But, like, that's just, like, a peek of some of the men in Hawaii. Like, they were also... Oh, I was going to say something. They're also insane and psychotic. Like, the other two guys that we met, like, a few days before that incident, like, they weren't really that annoying. He just, like... tried to kiss me and tried to grab my butt when we were walking. But, you know, that's apparently life for me. But other than that, Hawaii was a lovely time. Met some gorgeous people, had some gorgeous food. And I will be forever depressed that I don't think I could live in Hawaii. Because, like, you guys know how I feel about men's feet. Like, it absolutely disgusts me. And obviously, it's a beach town, city, state, and that's all men wear there are sandals. And it was disgusting because their feet are so ugly and crusty and chipped. So that's one reason I could never live in Hawaii. But two, everything closes at 9 p.m. Anywho, that was my summer in Hawaii. There's other things that I'm trying to recall if I want to tell you guys or not, but I don't think I am because what's going on with me as well? I don't know. I might have some interesting news for you guys in like a month or two. Who knows? Who knows? I'm just living my life and... That's all I'll say on that. I do have a few things that I want to rant about before we get into our actual stories and some recaps of movies and TV shows. Can I just say, and like, this is going to be where my hot takes come in. Honestly, this whole thing, I feel like this has been going on for like the past like maybe 7+ years. But like the whole thing of like women not really shaving their armpits and there's like a full bush underneath their arms, I don't know if I would say that's feminism. Like, it's, I don't know. I feel like we're kind of going backwards with some things. Like, I hate to say it. Like, don't cancel me or do. I don't really care. We got to calm down with this. Like, I feel like we're asking for a little too much to the point where it's like, what more do we need? We've got our rights. Well, I guess they took away the babies. I can't think of what the word is. Abortion. There we go. They took that away from women. But other than that very big thing, what else do we need? I think we need to calm down a little bit. We would definitely like the rights to do what we want with our bodies. But the whole armpit thing, let's get back on topic. The whole armpit thing has just, it's got to chill out. Like, okay, maybe you haven't shaved your armpits in a few days. Like, everyone gets a little scoop, scoop, scabbity goop underneath their arms every now and then. Like, it's just life. But when it gets to the point that, like, you can braid it and it's so noticeable that you're like, oh, is that a man? And they turn around and it's a woman. That's when it's like, what are we doing here? Like, what's the point we're trying to make? I hate to say it. Which leads me into my next point of that. I feel as though we're no longer content with what we have and what we're doing in our lives. And I'm not going to elaborate on that because it might be a little too harsh and too much of a hot take. So we're going to breeze past it. Last thing I'll talk about, even though there's one other thing I kind of want to talk about, but I think my hot take on armpits and feminism might be too much. I'm completely sober, you guys. Like, completely sober. It's insane, isn't it? Right? The next thing I want to rant about, which I've probably have talked about it as well multiple times, is that we need to stop with the paper straws everywhere you go. I'm sorry. Like, there's so many other things that we could have started with first to help the environment. Why did we have to start with paper straws? Like, honestly, they're just limp dicks in your mouth. Like, I'm sorry. I need a regular plastic straw. I'm not asking for much here. I'm really not. Give me a regular straw, because they give you a paper straw and then they have to keep bringing you back multiple ones because they just like wah, wah, flap on over because they're so flaccid. Like, I can't deal with it. Give me your paper straw. Give me a plastic bag at the local grocery store. And why don't we talk to the millionaires and billionaires who are taking private jets? Why don't we start there and then circle back to the paper straw last? Whew. Okay, that's all I'm going to rant about for now, but we'll see. Anywho, I'm so glad to be back with a microphone in my hand. And Ginger is fine, everyone. She's kicking along. She's in her crate, being a sweet, sensual, sexual little angel that she is. And let's get into some stories. I'm sure everyone knows by now, but I can't start this episode without talking about the death of Queen Elizabeth II. Honestly, that was such a depressing day for me. Like, September 8th, 2022, I will never forget. I don't think I've ever experienced a death that wasn't like a family member, obviously, like that so personally. Like, that was just, it took me a moment. Like, in the morning, there were news that, like, she wasn't feeling well and that the family should come see her. And then one of my friends was like, people are saying that she's already passed away, but they're just waiting for the whole family to get there. And I was like, no, it can't be true. Queen Lizzie, our girl Liz, was going to outlive Charles, and unfortunately that did not happen. So I was just watching BBC News all day, watching them cover her eventual death, and I shed some tears. I'm not gonna lie, I did shed some tears, and it was heartbreaking and sad, and I will never forgive just life for taking sweet Lizzie away from us and leaving us with sausage fingers Charles. Like, I'm sorry, I had to. You all know that I hate King Charles. Oh God, King Charles. That's like so depressing to say out loud. Like, oi, oi, oi. But we will make it work. R.I.P. May she rest in peace. She's with her corgi. She's with Philip. But she's left us here, and I'm heartbroken. Really heartbroken, you guys. There's lots of drama coming out about the whole funeral and the proceedings and such, about obviously Meghan and Harry being in the UK and the awkward, obvious tension between them and William and his wife, whose name Kate. It's awkwardness going on, but honestly, I do not care about Harry nor Meghan, so I'm not even going to give them an ounce of light. However, I will say the one thing that everyone keeps commenting, like, she's such a queen. She's such a queen because of the photo of her wearing the all black with the red remembrance thing on her jacket that Diana wore like 30 years ago. That is not from the funeral this year. That is from Remembrance Day like 3 years ago. So please stop saying she's such a queen for doing this. Like, she's not. She's just Meghan. And we need to stop giving her any bit of attention, because that's all I'm going to say about her and her stupid podcast that she's got going on with people that she's not friends with, nor does she know, but she's pretending to because she's got nothing else to do. We're going to move on from it because I don't want to sour Queenie with peasantry, you know? So I'm going to get in, because I asked you guys on the social medias what you guys wanted me to talk about, and it was a resounding, please talk about the Don't Worry Darling story. So our next story is going to be about the Don't Worry Darling fiasco the drama. I'm going to give you all the information that I know and, of course, my opinion. So I feel like everyone kind of knows it, but everyone was saying that they really do not know what's going on. Backstory. Okay, so Olivia Wilde created the movie, obviously, Don't Worry, Darling, and she originally cast Shia LaBeouf and Miss Flo. And obviously, we all know, and if you don't know, Shia LaBeouf is kind of going through a very insane cancellation just because of past relationships that he's been in where he's, like, abused, like, horribly. A lot of women, especially some of his girlfriends that are well-known, that are actresses. And from what the reports had said was that Miss Flo was uncomfortable working with him and didn't want to rehearse with him. And then it got to a point where it was very obvious that, like, the whole world was canceling Shia because I think Miss Olivia was just going to kind of keep going on with it and just keep him in the movie anyways and thought Miss Flo was being dramatic. If you don't know, Miss Flo is Florence Pugh, just in case you didn't get that reference. And so from there, they casted Sir Harry Styles, which I do have a hot take about him. And I apologize to the styly girly girls, whatever you guys call yourselves. I do have a hot take about that, but we'll circle back around. Anywho, so obviously she casted Harry Styles while she was still in a relationship with Jason Sudeikis, who just won an Emmy for Ted Lasso. And I absolutely love Jason Sudeikis. But they were apparently still together when she started hooking up with Harry Styles on set throughout the movie, and what led to them eventually getting a, not even a divorce, because I don't think they were married, but they were probably common law married because they've been together for like 10 years and they had 3 children together. So they separated, and the drama is that obviously she cheated on Jason with Harry, but what caused a little bit more friction for Miss Flo was that she was dating Zach Braff, who was from Scrubs, if you guys remember that show. They've been dating for the past like 3-4 years, and he, Zach Braff, is very close friends with Jason Sudeikis. He's even directed a few episodes of Ted Lasso, I believe. So all 3 of them are very close. So I think that added to the tension and awkwardness between Miss Flo and Miss Olivia, because some of the reports are also saying that Olivia was not very professional on set. Like, there were a lot of times where her and Harry would just disappear together, and she seemed very just, like, not present. And they're also saying that it got to a point where Miss Flo had to end up, like, directing scenes and, like, step in to take care of things while she was off gallivanting and doing God knows what with Sir Harry Styles. And so from that, there's obviously been a lot of tension and awkwardness around it. And for the past like 2-3 months up until last month, it was just speculation. There was no truth to it. And Olivia was going on her press tours saying how she respects Flo, so Miss Flo so much, and was trying to do everything she could to make sure she was comfortable, women supporting women. Just a whole crock of BS, because Shia. I really hope that you guys are getting these references, but I feel like I'm gonna have to explain it, which is gonna be annoying. So Shia decided he was gonna get at least some type of, what's the word? Not respect. He wanted some, not gratification. I don't know, I can't think of the word, but he wanted to prove that this was not the case. And he had posted screenshots and even posted a video of like conversations between Shia and Miss Flo and conversations between Shia and Olivia, and even posted a video that Olivia had sent to Shia. Literally in the video, she's like, Shia. And she's just saying how much she wants him to be in the movie still, no matter what's going on. And she says at one point, like, maybe this will wake up Miss Flo. So that's where the Miss Flo comes from. So he wanted to prove that, like, she's lying. She did not care about Florence. She wanted me to still be in the movie when she's saying a bunch of things about how she supports women in the Me Too movement, when she clearly did not care about putting this young girl who's, like, literally, I think Florence is like 24, 25, in an awkward position with someone who's been known to be very inappropriate and abusing women. So since all that happened, Chaya released all that information probably like a month and a half ago, maybe. And since then, Olivia's been going on a bunch of like press tours for like magazines and like sit down with the director, ask her questions. And she's just like making up things, saying how what I just said before. So we get to the Venice Film Festival that obviously happened in Venice like what, 2 weeks ago, and because everyone's saying that she, Florence, Miss Flo, was not going to be there, she has not posted anything about this movie, she does not care about it, like she's got Marvel money, she's fine. And so obviously if we've all seen the press conference where someone asks Olivia, do you want to talk about the rumors and everything that's been going on with Florence and the onset? And she gives the most whitewashed answer that she probably practiced, as well as like, honestly, just like turning it around on them. It was so awkward. But so from there, Florence showed up just for the premiere and then she left immediately afterwards. She, from what we saw, did not speak or say a word to Olivia or Harry. She mostly just spoke with the other two people in the cast, whose names I cannot remember right now. But from there, everyone is also reporting that Olivia and Harry have broken up because they didn't look at each other either. They didn't arrive together at the Venice Film Festival. And he like literally did not acknowledge her at all, which is very awkward because they haven't publicly come out as a couple, but for the past year and a half, if not almost 2 years, we have seen them together. She's been at every single one of his shows, awkwardly dancing like an elderly old woman and just like fawning over him like she's going through a menopausal state of mind, you know? I mean, she's only like 40 something, but still, I just don't care for this woman. Anywho, so that is the drama, but I will say, obviously I stand with Miss Flo, even though I'm not really like a big fan of her work in general, but if I have to choose sides, it's gonna be Miss Flo. Back to my hot take. I'm going to say this, and don't hate me. I will be watching the movie. I'm going to go watch it next weekend and report back to you on if you should wait till you can rent it or if you should go see it immediately. But from what I've seen from the commercials, I really wish they would have got someone who can act, because Harry Styles is not an actor. He also cannot do accents. And I want to say this because it was a conversation that came out on the Rolling Stone about Sir Harry Styles, about him queer baiting and what he had to say about it. And everyone was like, oh, let him do what he wants to do. I don't know. I just don't know how I feel about that. I do think he queer baits. And I don't think, obviously, I don't know his sexuality. He's never come out and said that he's bi or whatever he wants to identify as. But from what we've known of his history in the past, 15 years since One Direction, he is strictly, that we know of, been with women. Obviously, he could do something private in his own time. But from what we know, he is straight, and that's what he said he is. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I do think he queer baits. And I wonder if other people in the industry find that frustrating and annoying. Because I do. And I'm not even a part of the LGBTQ plus community. But I feel as though he is. And it feels offensive to those who actually are of, you know? I don't know. It just feels fake to me. Anywho, I will be seeing the movie. I will report back, but I do not stand with Olivia. I do stand with Florence, and I do stand with Jason. Oh, and that as well. Sorry. So while she was doing like press 2 or 3 months ago, as we all know, she received papers that she got served by Jason Sudeikis for custody of their kids. And everyone was saying that he planned it that way. And everyone was also saying that it was like insane and crazy. But I don't think it was. And I also didn't think he planned it that way. And the narrative that she had afterwards was like, there's a reason why I'm no longer with him, blah, 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 blah. Like, yeah, that's because you're going through a midlife crisis and dating a 25-year-old pop star when you're a mother of three, gallivanting around the country, dancing at every single one of his concerts. I think that's the reason why you're not with him anymore, because you're with them for 8 years. plus years and have three kids. But whatever. But all that to say, I am team Jason. I was going to say Bateman. There's too many Jasons in this world. Jason Sudeikis. I've actually met him like 4 or 5 times, and he's a lovely human being. And I've actually met Olivia Wilde 2 or 3 times and did not enjoy her at all. And I don't want to, you know, pit one woman against another woman, but she wasn't giving all that people think she's giving. That's all I'll say. So let's move on to the next story. I was going to talk about the Emmys, but like, they're not really interesting this year. I'm trying to think of what swept the nation with awards. I believe it was White Lotus won like 3 or 4 times. They kind of swept, as well as Succession. I don't know. I can't actually remember how to pronounce this girl's name. But she started at BuzzFeed. Quinta, I want to say her name is. She won for Abbott Elementary, which I highly suggest everyone watch. It's such a funny show. My sister told me about it, and I generally don't like the shows my sister watches because she has, God bless her, really bad taste in shows. But she told me to watch this one, and it was actually quite hysterical. Other shows that won, Ted Lasso swept as well. Obviously, Miss Zendaya Coleman won for the second year in a row. Wow, I'm having a stroke. Second year in a row for Euphoria, which I don't think I've come on here and talked about my possible hot take on Euphoria, but we're going to circle back to that once I finish reading the winners. Who else won? Squid Game won, Succession, Ted Lasso, Hacks, Miss Zendaya, Abbott Elementary, Quinta, Brunson, Jason. Okay, a bunch of people for a bunch of things that I really don't. Lizzo won, which was shocking because generally RuPaul Drag Race wins for every competition program. Amanda Seyfried for The Dropout. Yeah, so those won. Great. Bing, bong, boom. Let's go back to Euphoria. Now, I think she did an amazing job. I think one episode in particular really got her that Emmy this year, because I think the rest of it was mostly her just like brooding and running around and being miserable. But obviously if you watch the show, you know what episode I'm talking about. But I just want to talk about the show very quickly, because I feel as though that whole cast has just been like brought up as they're the next it people of Hollywood, young Hollywood. They're all such great actors and actresses. And I'm gonna say it, other than Miss Z, they're all clowns. They're all clowns. They are. I'm sorry. It's just, it's not good. I also don't like the writing. I don't like the dramatics of it. And I need people to stop glorifying the darkness of high school. I think it's just a little dramatic. Like, yes, there are some people in the world who have faced this, but I don't know many people who relate to this show. I think it's just like, oh, such a dark show to watch. So many penises, so many boobs, so many sex scenes. Like, okay, like watch porn, you freaks. Like, my God, I don't watch these teenagers being naked all the time. Also, that's another thing. I'll circle back to what I was saying before. I find it strange. I know that's HBO's thing. They love to be edgy and have so much nudity, but I think it's weird when we're set in a time where they're all supposed to be teenagers and we're watching them graphically have sex and give blowjobs and suck on each other's tits. And it's just like, I don't need to be seeing these people. I get that they're older and they're 23, 25, whatever age they want to be, but they're portraying teenagers, and watching teenagers do these things feels a little bit, dare I say, like pedophilia. It just feels a little weird. Like, you can show them making out and then maybe zoom away. Like, I don't need an up close photo or video of like this guy's penis or this girl's tits like 24/7. It's not necessary. I don't know, maybe I'm getting old and I just like don't need to see it, but I'm not invested, nor do I care. Anywho, as I was saying, the cast is full of clowns. They're not good actors and actresses. The storyline is not giving. I do think that I can't even think of a good thing to say. Like, the music is not that good. I think the direction of how they do the show is a little too dramatic for my taste. I know it's supposed to be such a big thing because of whatever type of camera they use. I can't remember. But other than Miss Zendaya, giving us a stunning performance in that one episode, I think maybe we should call it a day and no more seasons. And that was a series wrap, because I'm just done. I'm sorry. I'm tired of these shows about, maybe that's also why I don't like the show. I don't like shows about children or teenagers that much, even though I've just watched like 3 shows about teenagers. They generally skip to when they're adults, so I don't mind it. But I just don't like shows with teenagers, and I think maybe that's another reason why I don't like the show, because I'm just tired of seeing it, and I don't care. Anywho, let's move on from that, because I do have some other shows and things I need to talk about, but let's talk about something positive, like the queen of my life, Miss Beyoncé Knowles, dropping the most stunning album of my lifetime, and she must have put a bunch of crack in that album, because the way I'm addicted, Unique is quite literally insane. I listened to it nonstop since I heard it the first day it came out, and I listened to it about 3 to 4 times every single day since then. And if you think I'm not going to a Renaissance party next Thursday at House of Yes, you're crazy, because that's where I'll be popping my pee. So, I was going to finish a sentence that I should not finish. Stunning album. Miss Girly Girl turned like 41 or 42 a few days ago and had a party, which I do want to talk about, because the guest list, I don't know if it was like a sponsorship, but the guest list, oh my god, the guest list was really giving like Nickelodeon. Again, clowns. Clown energy. Tristan Thompson was there. Drake was there, who, hot take, I absolutely loathe him. I think he's an embarrassment, and he hasn't had a good bop since 2016. Hate to say it, I know everyone's obsessed with him, but he's a clown, and his fake wigs and his fake abs, which he went to the doctor to get, and his weird clown energy pretending to be Jamaican. Like, no, you're from Canada. Like, sit down, bro. Sit down. Anywho, back to Miss Beyoncé's birthday. A bunch of children were there, which is kind of weird. Oh, sorry. So Drake was there, who, and I believe Tristan Thompson was Drake's plus one, because I know Beyoncé was not inviting Tristan to her home. Like, there's no way. Kim Kardashian was there, as well as Khloe and Lala, which was a very big thing, because over the past about 10 years, there has been speculation that they do not speak, they are not friends, Beyoncé does not like Kim, she thinks she's tacky, and that has been a very big narrative for a very long time, because she just, like, doesn't F with Kim, from what we've seen. And she was at the party for what seems like the first time in a very long time she got the invite, because she's not been invited, that we know of, to Beyoncé's stead in her realm for a very long time. I low-key feel like it was a partnership, because Beyoncé and her partner did a really big ad for Tiffany's, and it looks like Miss Kim is now doing an ad for Tiffany's, and I really feel like it was just a partnership. Like, we're on the same brand, so I guess we can support each other. I guess you can get the invite to my birthday, but don't let it go to your head. I don't know. I love Kim, I love Beyoncé, but I just don't see them being 2 girly girl best friends at all. But I'm glad she got the invite for the first time. But a lot of their drama was mostly because of Jay-Z, Beyoncé's partner, if you've never heard of it before, and Kim's ex, Kanye, who, I don't know if I really want to talk about him on this episode, because he is really disappointing me, per usual, and just acting like a maniac and a clown. And I know what everyone's going to say. He's got mental issues. He's not okay. He's not all there. Like, oh, I'm well aware of that, but I'm horrified and embarrassed by his actions. And he needs to seek help and continue seeking help. I feel like he seeks help and he's good for a moment, and then he stops taking medication and he just goes off. Just my perception of it. Could not be that, but it looks as though it is. And it's just embarrassing. I'm sorry. It's getting to the point where I can no longer support him, even though his last 2 albums have really shook me to my core and they were so amazing. But at some point in my life, I just have to have peace with the fact that I can no longer be a Kanye stan, which is so funny because I've literally never been a Kanye stan in my life, but the last 2 albums were giving. I don't know anything about his other stuff before, his College Dropout. I don't really understand it. I also don't like rap that much, so that's probably why I just didn't care. I'm sure it's amazing, but I don't care. Anywho, there were other people at Beyoncé's birthday party, but she hasn't given us any looks yet. I'm sure she's going to give us her usual collage on Instagram in probably a week or 2 or in a month. She still has not given us visuals for Renaissance, which I'm waiting for. But I am ready for her to release the tour dates, because I quite possibly will sell Ginger to get front row seats front row seats. The amount of money I'm going to spend on the amount of places that I'm going to go to see it is going to be ungodly. But I support my queen since my other queen passed away. R.I.P. So let's get into some sad news, actually. Speaking of people that I just like really cannot support any longer, and you guys know, I love this girl. I've had like two dedicated episodes towards her with our favorite fan, favorite friend of the pod, John Thomas Stanford. But I am getting to the point where I cannot really follow or support Britney Spears anymore. I know like she's stunted from like the amount of medication and drugs that they put her on. So she's mentally still like 21 years old in a really bad place. And I fully understand that. And she's just not equipped and she hasn't been able to evolve like the rest of us half of the times. But it's just getting to a point of like her posting these videos of her like naked on the bed, like with her tits out and her, I just like, it's too much. But also her little rants, like she signed like a $30 million book deal to talk about all the things that she's been going through. But I feel as though we're seeing the book on Instagram with her like 5-page notes app. So like what else is going to be in this book that she hasn't already told us? I really wish that she would have sat down with like, maybe not Oprah, because like Oprah's kind of getting on my nerves since she sided with Meghan and Harry, so whatever. But I wish she would have sat down with like Oprah or Gail or I don't know, even Martha Stewart. I don't know. It's not Martha Stewart. It's someone else that's old. But she said in a post in the past month or two that she was offered a lot of money to go on Oprah and she turned it down. But I wish she would have done that so we could hear what she has to say and be done with it. Because like these posts on Instagram are horrifying and embarrassing. And to anyone who can't really see what she's going through, it's making it seem as though like she should have stayed in the conservatorship. Like it's making it seem like maybe her dad was right to keep her that way. Like it's heartbreaking and sad, but it's too much. So I have unfollowed. Well, I haven't unfollowed, but I'm going to because I need to stop seeing her tits 24/7. It's not something I ever need to see. Oh, and she's in hot waters right now because she body shamed Christina Aguilera's dancers, saying, if I had dancers that look like that, I would look skinny as well. And yeah, she's still in the mindset of 10 years ago where it was just like you had to be stick thin. But I don't know what, baby girl. Take a breather. Have a cocktail. Like, oh, there's also drama with her and her kids. Like, her kids don't want to talk to her anymore. Her ex-husband, K-Fed, Kevin Federline, is saying that, like, posted a video with her, with the kids' consent, of, like, her disciplining her children for being absolute, pardon my language, twats, and they needed to be disciplined. Like, if they were in a black household, they would have been beat, and they would have never said a word again. But you know, Caucasians, they just like to, you're grounded. Like, that's going to do anything. Okay. So yeah. Wow, hot take there. So yeah, she and her kids are apparently not really speaking right now. And Kevin, I think, just like did an interview with somebody talking about it, but literally no one cares about him because he's been cashing a check from Britney for the past 20 years and not trying to help or save her. So he can F right off. So let's move on to our next. Oh god, I feel like all the stories I'm about to talk about are just like people who are annoying the living life out of me. But Miss Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the Block, J-Pen, married that beast Ben Affleck, and they seem like the most miserable couple on the planet. And they're so choogy. Like, I hate that word because I feel as though choogy is just like things that you like that can be embarrassing, but like if you like it, that's what matters. But they are so choogy that it's like actually embarrassing. Their wedding was blah, the guest list was blah, and the hoopla around it afterwards was meh. Like, I don't have anything to say about them, but I just wanted to report that they're married. Quite literally no one on the planet cares. And Ben Affleck looks like he is absolutely depressed and was forced to marry her in every photo and video we have seen of them since they got married. Like, it looks like Jennifer is holding him up every moment of the day and he is about to have a psychotic break at any moment. That's how it looks. They do not look happy in love. They do not look like they're in marital bliss. They look miserable. Miserable. Next story, another person who you guys know I absolutely loathe, and the story just like rocks me to my core. Demi Lovato has come out saying that she wants to be referred to as she, her, when a year ago she wanted to be referred to as they, them, and something else I cannot remember right now. But she says she's changed her mind and she wants to be known as she, her, or they, them, if people want to. And again, I'm not a part of that community, so I guess I don't really have too much to say. I guess I can't have too much to say, but I'm going to say it anyways. She needs to get it together. I feel as though she and Brittany would both benefit from being off social media, not doing interviews, and just like doing the work internally for a couple of years, and then maybe coming out and talking about what they're going through if they want to. Because I feel as though not everyone needs to know everything you're thinking. Not every thought that every person has is important. And I think that's something that not only celebrities, but just like people in general need to understand. Like, every thought doesn't need to be said. I feel like I was having this conversation with a friend the other day where it's just like, I don't feel the need to say everything in my mind. I don't. That's what thinking's for, our inner thoughts. We keep them there. Once we say them out loud, they no longer become thoughts. You know what I mean? Like, it's just strange. And it's funny me saying that, given I have a podcast that just like talks about literally nothing. But I also don't care if someone says they don't like it. I'm not going to get offended and whatever. Like, whatever. I just feel as though Miss Demi really needs to take a break and evaluate a lot of things. A lot of things. Speaking of people who need to take a break from social media, our next story, Bethany Frankel is on this war path against the Kardashians, saying that she's being silenced, saying that she is being, not blackballed, but whatever the word it is, whenever like you can't see their stuff on Instagram and social media. I can't remember the word right now. And it's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life, because I feel like a majority of the world, even though they follow and keep up with their Kardashians/Jenners, I feel like she's not in the minority in thinking that the Kardashians are annoying. We see too much of them. I agree, we do see too much of them. But we see too much of them because they're so interesting. Like, what? When you're interesting, you're everywhere. But I do agree, like, we are oversaturated with them, but they just have so much going on. There's so many of them doing so many different things. How can we not know? How can we not keep up, as the show was called? But Miss Bethany Frankel, also, if you don't know who Bethany Frankel is, she created Skinny Girl. She was also on the Real Housewives of New York, but now she's an entrepreneur, quote unquote. But she's saying that the Kardashians are a bad representation. They're not, I don't even remember what she was saying, but she was just saying that Kris Jenner's gonna have her scrubbed from the internet for saying bad things about them. Like, everyone on the planet, every social media, every outlet says bad things about the Kardashians, yet they're not blackballed. They're not, like, girl, you are not that special. Like, sit in your house in the Hamptons with your child making your fake meals and just be quiet. Like, the more you talk about it, the more you add to the conversation about the Kardashians. Like, 1 + 1 does not equal 12, baby. Like, calm down. Oh my God. Okay, let's move on because I'm getting exhausted and I still have so much more to talk to you guys about and I need to get through it quickly. So we're going to go to our next story, which is brought to you by... Just kidding. If only. So Serena Williams retired last Friday. It was very sad. I went to her third to last match in the US Open. I saw her opening match and it was absolutely gorgeous. Like, the way people were tearing up and crying, it was just insane. She really is an amazing player. Even though she's not what she used to be, she still is the greatest that ever was or will be. Period. End of sentence. But she was just on Sir Jimmy Fallon like a night ago saying how Jimmy Fallon asked her like, oh, are you going to do what Tom Brady did and retire and then unretire? And she was like, he started a good trend. And that's all she said. And like, I love you, Serena, but girl, no, why don't you retire? Do your Serena business. You said you're going to work on your spiritual life and fully be done. Let's be done, because the last match you played was... it was really embarrassing. And the second last match was good, but it was still a fight. It was still a fight. And it's just not, it's not what it was. And it's always best to go out on top, which if she's going to go out on top, she should have retired about 4 years ago. But this was a good way to go out. So please do not come back. If she's going to come back, she needs to come back as at least doubles. But no offense to Venus, she can't do doubles with Venus, because it's really embarrassing, because Venus should have absolutely retired 7 years ago, if Serena should have retired 4 years ago. But all that to say, women support in women. She did fabulous, and I do not want to see her come back on the court professionally ever again. Sorry, girly girl. It ain't it. Next story is going to be very brief because I don't really want to talk about the Kardashians that much this episode because I feel like I'm always talking about them because there's so much to talk about, but I'm kind of over them. I'm not over them. That's a bold lie. I just don't really feel like deep diving because there's so many stories about them over the past like 4 months that I've missed. Highlights, Kim and Pete are over. Allegedly, he proposed and it was too much and they're over. Second update, Khloé has a baby boy fathered by Tristan. And I will say, and I need to say this because I want to come in defense of Khloé because I feel like I very rarely talk about Khloé on here, but I stand with Khloé. I think everyone is a little too harsh on her and they all act like they've never gone back to an ex before who's embarrassed them or cheated on them or done stupid things. Like, there are millions of girls who have done that. Millions. There's millions of men who have also done that. So, like, everyone needs to calm down with, like, he embarrassed you. You're so stupid for going back. Every single person on the planet is stupid because everyone has done something stupid and done it over and over knowing what the outcome is going to be. So calm down. But we all need to remember, and I feel like people who made these comments clearly did not watch the show, that this time last year, like last October, November, before all that came out that he was having another baby with another woman because he cheated again, they were back together, and they'd been back together for like a month or two that we know of. And they were also using a surrogate to have another baby. So they had already gone through the process, picked out a surrogate, gotten their eggs and the sperm, mixed it all together, whatever they do, and plopped it into the woman. They were just waiting for it to take. So I think whenever all the news came out, and if you watch the show, you can hear Kim say, this is a sign not to have a baby with this man. I think at that point, they had already put the egg, in the surrogate, and we're waiting to find out. Because it's nearly 9 months after that happened that the baby arrived. So I don't think she heard that news. He called her and said, yes, I cheated. I'm a bastard. I'm a horrible human being. And she said, cool. I feel like we should still have a baby together. Should we call up the surrogate and pop the eggs in them? Like, I don't think that was the situation. I think it was already happening and she's not going to waste it. That's just insane. Plus, it also makes sense because she has True, and unfortunately, Tristan is going to be in her life for the rest of time because of True. So it makes sense for True to have another sibling that is a full sibling and not a half sibling. It makes sense. So while it is unfortunate, she will have sole custody of this new baby boy that she has. We don't know the name of it, but I'm sure we will find out in the show that starts next week. But other than that, I feel that we should support Khloé because I think she's just fabulous and the most down-to-earth and real of them all. And that's that on that. What else is next? I have Courtney. Oh, God. Courtney got married in Italy. Who cares? So boring. She's coming out with a new, like, vitamins line called Limmy or Lemmy. Literally no one cares. Also, no one will be buying it. It's a waste of a product. But that's Courtney. That's what that is. I don't really have any other stories that I want to talk about. However, I do have some movie and TV recaps as well as some things that I feel as though you should be watching. So I think the only thing that's going to be a spoiler is House of Dragon. So I will save that for the very end. So if you haven't caught up on House of Dragon, if you're not up to the fourth episode where crazy things happen, then you can pop out at the end, but I'll save it for the end. Anywho, so I watched the Elvis movie. It's been out since, I don't know, May probably, but I was waiting for it to be on HBO Max. I was not going to go to the theater and watch it, and I was not going to pay to watch it because I don't think it's a hot take. I really don't know, nor do I care that much about Elvis, just because I think he was a little bit of a fraud. And I just don't care for him. But I watched the movie because I wanted to know what the hoopla was about. And I will say, it's not going to be the craziest thing I've ever said, but it is crazy. From watching that movie, it made me realize that Tom Hanks needs to retire and just like no longer take acting gigs. Because that might be the most embarrassing display of whatever he wants to call that I've ever seen in my life. Like, that performance, that accent deserves a Razzie Award. Like, the worst of the worst. Also, I'm not quite sure why they called the movie Elvis when it is not about him at all. It's about the manager, Tom Hanks. It revolves around him. We barely know anything about Elvis. Like, Elvis is just, like, popped into a few scenes. Like, popped in. So, like, I really don't understand why this was such a huge deal for Austin Butler, because he is not the star of the movie. Tom Hanks is, and it's a horrible job. Also, hate to say it, or maybe I don't, I think Sir Austin Butler did a good job. Was it a career-defining moment? No. Was it great acting? No. I think the only thing you can say that was really great was that he embodied Elvis very well in his movements and his singing. Like, that was good. The acting, not great. I understand why he's been an out-of-work actor for the past 10, 15 years, honestly. I understand why his only big break was a Disney show and a show on the CW that got canceled after 2 seasons. Like, I understand it. Like, he's not a great actor, and that's okay. Not everyone is. And while I say that, I want to just circle back to Tom Hanks. He is, like, known as one of the best actors of our time, and that performance was just horrifying. And please tell me if you've watched the movie if you felt the same way, or if you were like, no, I love the movie, it was such a great movie. If you say you love the movie and you thought it was great, I just know that you don't have taste and you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. I'm just gonna tell you that from right now. It's a horrible movie. The visuals were nice. I think the soundtrack was gorgeous. And I think if you're gonna make a movie and call it Elvis needs to be the main character and not like a side character. Also, the movie does not need to be 3 hours long. It does not. That was horrifying. Oh God, I want to cry. Another movie that I've seen, I've literally seen 2 movies this summer, so those are the only 2 I can talk about. I saw Nope, and the title of the movie pretty much describes how I felt about it. Nope. I think Kiki Palmer is just absolutely stunning. She needs to get more work. She needs to be in quite literally everything under the sun because she's amazing. And Daniel Kaluuya obviously did a good job, but the movie was boring. It didn't really give me anything. The whole quote-unquote alien aspect was confusing because it just looked like a weird changing ship in the sky. It just really didn't go anywhere, and it didn't end anywhere. So it was just like, I'm watching this movie, and I don't think this is a hot take. I just think this is a thought that everyone has. I feel as though movies should stop doing this thing where it's like, oh, there's so many clues and hidden things that you have to know to enjoy the movie. Then why am I watching the movie if I have to get an encyclopedia afterwards to understand it? Does that make any sense? Like, if it needs an encyclopedia, it needs to be a book. It shouldn't be a 2-hour movie where you sit there and you should come to a conclusion at the end to be like, I took away this from that movie. It should be like every scene, you're supposed to see this and you're supposed to do that, and it harks back to that one photo in the very beginning. Like, what? I understand if there's like a few clues in the movie that like lead you to the end where you're like, oh, that makes sense with that. But if the entire movie is like, well, it's a thought on black cinema in 1865. And if you haven't seen this movie from 1736, you won't understand the reference from 1932. Like, what? So dumb and asinine. I've had enough of this. I feel like a lot of movies do this, and it's supposed to be like so artistic, so that like it's not artistic, it's dumb, and it's wasting my time. I shouldn't spend $25 American, because that's how much it costs to watch a freaking movie in this economy, and waste 3 hours sitting down in a seat that has not been cleaned next to a woman who has her phone on the entire time, who's farting and breathing so heavily, for me to not get anything from the movie. And that's why everything should be on Amazon Prime or on HBO Max so I can watch in the comfort of my home, because this is dumb. Okay, let's very quickly get into Real Housewives. Since I last podcasted, Jen Shaw from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City has pled guilty to counts of fraud, and she's going to be on this new season of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City that's supposed to air in, I think, like a month. But from what we're seeing, this is going to be another flop of a season, because these women do not know how to give us good reality TV. Like, put me on, coach. Like, please, if someone has any type of connections to Andy Cohen, please put me on the show. Like, I'm ready to get in there and do what needs to be done for the sake of the viewers. I'll do it. Anywho, she's pled guilty, and I feel as though in this next season, if not later on, she's gonna say she pled guilty because she doesn't see herself as guilty, but it was an easier way to get a lesser sentence but she's not guilty. And I feel as though she's going to hold on to that till the end of time when she so clearly is guilty because she's a monster. Speaking of monsters, Erica Jane from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is a monster. However, for some reason, this last episode where she has like a drunken tirade where she says, "I'm the victim. I don't care about anybody else but me." That was an iconic line and I want that on my tombstone. But up until that scene, I absolutely believe she is an evil monster who needs to be put down. However, for some reason, I'm starting to feel as though maybe she's not a monster and maybe she's just a woman scorned and a woman who does not know how to handle herself properly because she's been spoon-fed for the past 30 years with this millionaire husband, if not close to billionaire husband, who was stealing money from his practice and from victims. So she's in a... She's kind of, not kind of, because she's obviously in a fair state of mind, but she's kind of giving me Britney Spears energy where like she's kind of stuck in a mindset from a long time ago and she can't get past it. Besides her, this whole season is so boring. Kyle Richards needs to be kicked off the show as well as Lisa Rinna because she's a waste of space and she is just like aged out of the show. Like she has nothing to offer. She's very tacky. It's not giving. Garcelle Bouvet is a queen and deserves everything under the sun. And Sutton, absolutely love. She's doing a stunning job per usual. I don't remember anyone else's name, so they're clearly not very memorable. But that's how I feel on Housewives. Nothing else has been going on. I've not been watching Real Housewives of Atlanta because, honestly, without NeNe on there, it's just really not that interesting. Marlo's on there, but she's just trying to be NeNe, and it's community theater. It's embarrassing. Okay, if you have not watched Real Housewives of Dragon... If you've not watched House of Dragon, Game of Thrones, now is your time to cut out. This is going to be up until episode 4. Was anyone else like hot and bothered, like oof la la, by the sex scene between the uncle and the daughter? Like, do I know anyone's names? No. I know Damon and, oh, Rhaenyra. Those are their names. Never mind. That scene was just like so sensual. My God, was I sweating. And then her getting all hot and bothered because like he couldn't get it up. And obviously because he knew he was doing something really, really wrong. And she just like goes back to her stunning palace and like has sex with this stunning knight that's right outside her door. My God, go off, girly girl. She said, "I'm going to get mine either way." And I appreciate it. Get yours, girl. However, I do believe that there's about to be a jump, like 10-ish years in the next 2 episodes, and we're going to get a new Rhaenyra and a new, the queen that was her best friend, who's sleeping with the king, who is quite, honestly, the most useless human being, and he should have been murdered a long time ago, and I hope he does get murdered soon, because he's such a bad king, and he's weak, and even though Otto does have some very valid points, Otto got to go, and I'm glad he is gone. But the show is really just giving. I feel like a lot of people are saying like it's a little slow. It's not really Game of Thrones-esque. And I just want everyone to, if you've rewatched Game of Thrones, if you've watched Game of Thrones, sorry. The first 3 to 4 seasons were slow as can be. So slow. Like, are you joking? Do you remember when it would take like a whole season for them to get from King's Landing to the North or whatever? Like, and now we see it. It's like 5 seconds. Like, we're gonna get there, and I'm loving the show so far. I highly suggest you watch it. Even if you haven't watched Game of Thrones, you're like, I didn't watch any of it, so I won't know. You don't need to watch it. They're 2 completely different stories. So you should watch it, because I will be recapping very, very soon. I will be recapping. Some other shows that I'm watching, because honestly, there's like no good content anymore, but there's a few shows that I'm watching that everyone should be watching. Pretty Little Liars on HBO, the new remake reshow. Everyone needs to watch that because our friend of the pod, John Thomas, his name is in the show. So you need to watch it. I will be watching it soon and I'll do a recap of it. Another show everyone should be watching, I was going to say House of Lies. Show Me Lies? I think it's Show Me Lies. No, Tell Me Lies on Hulu. It's a cute little show. A lot of sex in there. A lot of tits, which that seems to be the thing for all these shows these days, but whatever. What else is out right now? The Bear, very good show. I'm on episode 5. I will recap once I finish it. And honestly, that is all I'm watching because nothing is good. And if you have any recommendations, please let me know because I would love to. But that's all I have to say, which honestly I have like 10 other things that I want to talk about. But this episode is already an hour and
I still have things to do tonight, so I will talk to you guys later, and there will be a new episode in 2 weeks. I most likely promise, I think. Yeah. But anywho, I'm so glad to be back, and I've missed you all. And sound off in the Instagram comments what you're vibing with, like what you've been missing or something. I don't know. I'm just like so excited to be back. Anywho, goodbye, my dears.